Certainly, praise God, during, amen, praise God, the ministry of the Lord Jesus, praise God, and for our own ministry as we, amen, praise God, individually stand up to serve God, amen, praise God, wherever it might be, on your job, praise God, in your home, in your neighborhood, wherever it might be, amen, as we stand up to serve our God. We are to be reminded this morning, praise God, that, amen, praise God, the enemy, praise God, resists righteousness. He will fight against, he will seek to hinder, he will seek to stand in the way, he will seek, amen, praise God, to cause to be cast down the righteousness of God. And so, praise God, the enemy, praise God, is busy, praise God, amen, about his business, praise God, as it were, hallelujah, praise God, to bring, amen, hindrance, amen, from the word of God moving forward. One of the things, praise God, among many that the enemy will use, amen, praise God, in intimidating the people of God is a stare. Amen. The devil will stare. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. The stare. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Often is revelation, praise God, of the attitude of the individual. Amen. Praise God. You can tell sometimes by the way folk look at you. Amen. Praise God. That there is not goodwill in their heart. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. In amen. Praise God. The animal world, praise God, amen, the direct eye-to-eye contact, amen, praise God, is a message of confrontation. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. And so, praise God, the one who, amen, praise God, is not up to the challenge will look down or look away. Amen, praise God, is a way of being submissive, amen, to the challenge, amen, that has been presented unto them. But the one that's ready for battle and the one that's ready, amen, to fight, amen, praise God, will, amen, look back, amen, praise God, amen, saying to the one who is staring, amen, praise God, that I am not intimidated by your stare. Can you say thank you, Jesus? But, amen, praise God, we are to know, amen, nonetheless, amen, the enemy still uses this kind of tactic. We are to be made aware, praise God, that, amen, reflected in the stare, amen, praise God, is, amen, praise God, not only attitudes, amen, praise God, of, amen, hatred, but sometimes there are attitudes of disdain, and there are attitudes of rebellion against what you're doing, amen, praise God, or what you may be saying. Can you say amen? Amen. As we come into the context of our scripture here in the book of Mark this morning, amen, praise God, Jesus has, amen, recently had, amen, praise God, a conflict with the Pharisees. Amen. That conflict was because, amen, his disciples had gone through the cornfield. And, amen, as they went through the cornfield, they plucked off ears of corn. Can you say amen? And they ate them. Can you say amen? And, amen, praise God, there was a issue, praise God, with the Pharisees because, amen, amen, that they were plucking ears of corn, amen, to eat on the Sabbath day. And praise God, and Jesus, amen, praise God, had related to them who he was. And he had related to them, praise God, instances where, amen, praise God, food had been taken, amen, praise God, even on the Sabbath day. Hallelujah, praise God. His, amen, motive was to get them to see and to understand the truth, amen, praise God, not only of who he was, but that he had authority, praise God, that identified him as Lord over the Sabbath day as well. Amen, praise God. It was for, amen, praise God, them to come to an understanding, amen, that man was not made for the Sabbath, but rather the Sabbath was made for man. And that God himself, amen, praise God, was Lord of the Sabbath. You ought to give God a praise. Can you say amen? So then, praise God, following, amen, praise God, hallelujah, this, amen, instruction, amen, praise God, from God, amen, to them concerning, amen, praise God, the Sabbath day, and, amen, plucking the ears of corn on the Sabbath, amen, praise God, there comes, amen, this next day. I don't say it's immediately following, amen, praise God, but it's another Sabbath day. And, amen, on this Sabbath day, there is a man, hallelujah, with a hand that is withered. Can we say amen? I'll tell your neighbor, praise God, amen, praise God. It's good that God is able to recognize, amen, our need. And, amen, praise God, he is able, amen, praise God, not only to recognize our needs, but he's a God that can do something about it.
Thank you,
amen.
Lord.
Praise God. There are others, praise God, that can see your circumstances, but there's nothing they can do about it. Can we say amen? We, the people of God, can always pray, but the action has to come from God. I tell you, neighbor, we pray and God works. I tell you, neighbor, we pray and God works. Amen. Praise God. And when God works and we see him work, then we praise. Can you say amen? I tell you, amen. Praise God. When God has done something for you and you see what God has done, you ought to give God a praise. Just say amen. Hallelujah. See, praise, amen, praise God, is not only, amen, about recognition, but it is also about reflection. Can you say amen? So, amen, when you see what God has done, you ought to praise him. And when you remember what God has done, you ought to praise him. Can you, neighbor, when I look at it, I ought to give him glory. And when I remember what he's already done, I ought to give him glory. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Well, Pastor, you're going to be praising him all the time. That's the point. Can you say amen? I will bless the Lord all the time. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Say your neighbor, you either walking away from a blessing or walking toward a blessing. Walking away from a victory or walking toward a victory. And while you're walking away, you ought to praise him. Can you say amen? And when you're going toward it, you ought to praise him. How many know it's going to be all right? Because I belong to God. So praise God. There is the man there with a withered hand. Can you say amen? And Mark is clear. Can you say amen? For Mark said, and they watched him. Can you say amen? Why are you looking? Tell your neighbor, everybody, amen, praise God, ain't wanting you delivered. Everybody ain't wanting to have you delivered. Tell your neighbor, they may be there to see it, but it don't mean they want it. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, everybody ain't rooting for you to make it across the finish line. But if God be for us, you gotta worry about the rest. Amen. They had just had the discussion, amen, about
the Sabbath day. Now the enemy will intimidate. Amen, Jesus. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. As if, amen, through the power of the stare, they were going to back Jesus off. Amen, from what his mission was. Amen, they wanted to see whether he would heal on the Sabbath day. Can you say amen? All right, you know who we are. We're the scribes, we're the Pharisees. Amen, praise God. We done warned you already, amen, about the Sabbath. And now here's a man approaching you. Amen, are you seeing on the Sabbath with a withered hand? Hallelujah, we're going to see what you're going to do.
That's what
they're saying. I'll tell you, amen, praise God. God will not be intimidated by nobody. Tell your neighbor, when God get ready, he will move. Amen. And he will move in our behalf. You can imagine, praise God. Hallelujah. The man, amen, with the withered hand. Hallelujah. He's desiring, amen, praise God, a healing. And amen, praise God, there's friction in the air. Tell your neighbor, there's tension in the air. Because the Pharisees have taken a strong stand, amen, praise God, against what God might do. But they want to see now whether you're going to do it in our face or not. And God has a question for them. Can you say amen? Amen. I want to know, what do you believe? Amen. I want to know where you stand. Whether it's good. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. To do good on the Sabbath or not. Amen. He reminds them, praise God, that if any one of you had a beast that had fallen in the ditch on the Sabbath day, you would lift that beast up out of the ditch. And he reminds them, a man, amen, is certainly worth more, amen, praise God, than the beast. Amen, praise God. But when he lays this out in front of them, they will not reply. Tell your neighbor, praise God, sometimes silence ain't agreement. Sometimes silence is rebellion. Lord, tell your neighbor, amen, just cause they quiet don't mean they agree with you. Tell your neighbor, sometimes silence is rebellion. Can you say amen? They didn't say nothing. Amen, praise God. And God got stirred up with them. Amen. God has a righteous indignation. He was angry because they would not admit to what is truth. Can you say amen? They would not say yes, Lord. They would not say you're right, Lord. They would not humble themselves, amen, before, amen, God, and tell God, we, hallelujah, are in error. Amen. We've done just what you said we've done. And amen, praise God, go ahead and have your way. But no, they held their peace. Can you say amen? Lord have mercy. This, amen, praise God, silence, praise God, might be reflected, amen, praise God, when Elijah was on the hill with the prophets of Baal. Amen, praise God. And amen, the question was put, amen, praise God, to Israel. Amen, praise God, who is, are you going to serve? You going to serve God? Are you going to serve, amen, Baal? The question became, who is God? Can you say amen? And amen, praise God, because of that question, there was a test made. Hallelujah. And they agreed that let the God that will answer by fire, let him be God. Oh, y'all ought to pray for me. Can you say amen? Say your neighbor, the God I serve, he can answer by fire. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you don't need no match, no spark. Hallelujah. To light this fire. I heard on the day of Pentecost, amen, that there came a sound as a rushing mighty wind and cloven tongues of fire. It set upon all of 120 that were in the upper room. Tell your neighbor, Amen. Amen. Sometimes we blow out fire with wind. But amen, God don't operate like we operate. God can send fire on the wind. Y'all better praise Him for that. God, the man with his hand withered is standing there before God. God has asked, amen, praise God, the Pharisees a question. Amen, praise God. Amen, is it right to do good on the Sabbath? Amen, praise God. But they're still there to intimidate him and to see whether or not, amen, he will, hallelujah, heal on the Sabbath. So God speaks to the man with the withered hand and tells him to stand forth. Yeah. And can you say amen? Yeah. Tell your neighbor, when God calls you out, amen. Look for God to do something in your life. When God calls you out, look for a blessing. Can you say amen? Amen. Tell your neighbor, God don't call everybody out all the time. But sometimes God will call you. There was a blind man sitting on the side of the road as Jesus was passing by, and Bartimaeus cried out. Can you say amen? But look how he cried out. He was sitting on the side of the road. He was clothed in the beggar's garment. He was blind and could not see. But Jesus was passing by. And he realized what he needed. God had it. Anybody know God? Just what you need. Y'all better pray. Tell the devil right now, God got just what I need. God got just what I need. Lord have mercy. Amen. Praise our God. Bartimaeus began to cry out. Everybody was recognizing, amen, Jesus as Messiah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But as Bartimaeus cried out, he cried out, thou son of David. Tell your name. It was recognition. Tell your neighbor, you got to recognize who God is. You got to recognize that God is able. It don't matter what circumstances may be around. Can you say amen? They tried to intimidate him. Can you say amen? Amen. Shut your mouth. Amen. But you know what? He wouldn't be intimidated. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor. He cried loud. Tell your neighbor. Sometimes you gotta cry loud. Can you say amen? Guess what? God didn't go to him, but he sent to him. Tell your neighbor, God will give you a word. Where you are. Can you say amen? He'll give you a word of deliverance. But don't be intimidated. Can you say amen? Let God know you need what he has. And God stopped and sent for him. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor again, when God called you out, stuff started to change. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, Bartimaeus laid aside that garment that identified him as a beggar. What about it, Bartimaeus? I ain't gonna be begging. Something is going to happen in my life. Are y'all here? He made his way over to the Lord Jesus. And God will know what you want. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor sometime. Hallelujah. You got to be able to confess to God just what it is that you want. I know God knows, but you got to know. God is able. Tell the preacher what you're saying. I'm saying sometimes we get it in our head. I ain't going to ask for that because it's too much. Can you say amen? I ain't going to say that because it's too hard. Are y'all here? I ain't got time. God had already changed, amen, Sarah's name to Sarah. Are y'all here? Amen. Praise God. And Sarah, means a mother of many. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor that when she was laughing in the tent door, she would already have the mark on her that she was going to be a mother. Are y'all here? So when she hear God saying it, she laughs on the inside. Who that laughing? A mother of many. Can you say that? Hope y'all understand what I'm saying. That God had already determined that she was going to be Sarai. And Sarai stood in the door laughing. Can you say amen? Because she didn't, hallelujah, realize the power of the word of God. But tell your neighbor, if God said it, it's going to be just like he said. And I may be an old woman, God called me Sarai. That mean I'm a mother. No, I ain't born no child yet. The word of God will surely come to pass. She's laughing in the door.
Yes,
say thank you, Jesus. God asked Abraham, amen, is it anything too hard? Hey, your neighbor, nothing. It's too hard. Why are you telling me that? So you won't be intimidated. Can you say amen? And don't let your limitations limit God. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God, because God is able. And you know what? Amen. Praise God. Sometimes when God wants something done, if you don't believe it, it don't make no difference. He's going to do it anyhow because it's what he desires, amen, to be done. And so, praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Jeremiah, amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Tells us about what God does at the potter's house. Amen. Praise God. And how he, hallelujah, reveals to the nation what he can do. Amen. Praise God. Even as the potter mars, amen, a vessel in his hand, God is saying, I can do this to the whole nation of Israel. Tell your neighbor, God can do this. God can do mighty acts. God can do marvelous things. But don't you be intimidated. Can you say amen? Don't limit God by your limitations. He can do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can think or even act. Can you say amen? So don't be afraid, amen, to ask God, hallelujah, to do things, hallelujah, that are high and great. Amen, but ask him that it might bring honor to God. Can you say amen? I'm getting there to the end. But the woman, hallelujah, amen, praise God, who had the daughter, the Syrophoenician woman, amen, that wanted her daughter to be healed. When God told her, you a dog outside of the gate, amen, praise God, she was not intimidated. Can you say amen? She didn't hang her head down, turn around, and walk away. Can you say amen? But instead, she agreed with God. Tell your neighbor, whatever God say, agree. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Whatever God say, agree. When you open up the word, and the word point right at you, can you say amen? Tell the Lord, it is I. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you got to confess to God. What is yours? Can you say amen? say amen. Tell your neighbor that you're right in the word of God. It's still you. Can you say amen? What are you saying? Hallelujah. Amen. There will not always be from God condemnation. But when you do some stuff that's right, there will be, amen, praise God, commendation from God. Tell your neighbor, when God pats you on the back, then you can lift up your arms and give God the glory. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, I recognize it wasn't me, but I allowed God. Tell your neighbor, if you allow God to work in you, if you allow God to use your life, if you allow God, amen, to manifest His power in your life, you won't have to be intimidated. So then, praise God. Amen, praise God. Jesus, amen, praise God. Amen, has the man not only to stand for, but to stretch forth his hand. Can you say amen? All the time, the Pharisees are staring. Can you say amen? Trying to intimidate. But Jesus heals.
My God.
Can you say amen? Tell you that he does the work. Oh my God. In spite of the intimidation.
Oh my God.
He still heals.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. David reminds us. He prepares a table before us.
Witness.
In the presence of our enemy. Yes, amen. He reminds us that God anoints our head with oil. Amen. The devil looking right at you, and God is pouring out a blessing. Can you say amen? The devil want you destroyed, and God is pouring out a blessing. The devil don't want you to make it, but God is pouring out a blessing. David said, my cup runneth over. Can you say amen? Amen. No, I don't just bless you a little bit. Can you say amen? Tell your name. He keep on pouring. Can you say amen? He meet this need, that need, that need, that need, that need. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God, and you will have excess. When God, amen, fed 5,000.
Hallelujah.
It wasn't just enough.
That's right.
But there was excess. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. 5,000. Amen. Praise God. And we're fed and all ate and all were satisfied. And there was still 12 baskets.
God,
it was excess. They would not know how to do more than meet your needs.
Thank you. Yes, he does.
So we settle for folk that can't quite meet our needs.
Come on.
But God know how to do more than meet your needs.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
Can you say? Exceedingly.
Yes.
Abundantly.
Yeah.
I mean a whole lot more.
Yeah.
Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. You thinking, amen, praise God, smart car, and God's thinking Rolls, Rolls, Rolls. Can you say amen?
Oh,
a whole lot more. Can you say
amen?
Exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can think. What is that telling us? Our mind is finite.
I'm telling you, I do mine.
You say amen. We're limited.
Yeah.
But God ain't limited.
He ain't limited.
So when you didn't even think of God can still do it.
I'm telling you.
But don't be intimidated by the enemy.
Amen.
So then, praise God, they looked at him. Amen, praise God, to see whether or not they would back him off. Amen. Intimidation comes, amen, from the enemy because of the word of God.
Yeah.
Can you say amen?
Yeah.
Tell your neighbor that the enemy will stand against you because of the word of God. Amen. Praise God. Intimidation will come because of the work of God.
Amen.
The devil don't want God. Amen. Praise God. To show off in you.
I know. That's what I'm telling you. That's what he don't want.
He don't want God to show off in you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. So you got to want God to show off in you.
Do it, Lord.
Because the enemy don't want God to show off in you. Because it's going to show, amen, his mighty power.
Yes.
So intimidation comes, amen, praise God, because of the word of God.
It comes because of the work of God. They were there to witness, but they didn't want that man healed. Why they didn't want him healed? Because it was the Sabbath. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. They were there to watch, but they didn't want him delivered. Can you say amen? Why? Because of their, amen, conviction, they wanted to hold that brother, praise God, back from his deliverance. Can you say amen? But thank God that God don't consult with man before he works. Tell your neighbor, God don't get permission from nobody when he gets ready to bless somebody. Tell your neighbor, he don't need permission from nobody. Amen. Praise God. And amen. Praise God. Amen. The enemy fights us not only because of the word and the work of God, but because of the plan. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. God has in his mind, amen, praise God, to take us higher in him. And amen. Praise God. And the devil don't want you to go higher. Can you say amen? So he uses, amen, praise God, intimidation. Tell your neighbor, praise God. Here's the thing about intimidation. I'm getting ready to close. Amen, praise God. See, amen, praise God. When the devil stands in front of you to block your way, amen, he becomes the obstacle that can stop you if you allow it.
Yes. Yes.
In intimidation, amen, you stop yourself. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. Amen, praise God. The enemy, amen, praise God, often uses intimidation because, amen, it's hard for him to handle a child of God. Tell your neighbor, God, amen, praise God, will not allow his children to be handled until he gets promotion. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, the devil just can't walk up and do anything to you if you belong to God. Amen, God has to allow it. And if God, amen, doesn't allow it, there's nothing the devil can do. Can you say amen? So amen, praise God. If God allows it, know this, your trial of your faith, amen, is for purification. Are y'all hearing me? To take away the dross, so that you can learn that you can trust God in any of your circumstances. Can you say amen? But here's the thing about intimidation, amen, intimidation make you quit. Can you say amen? The devil, amen, praise God, intimidates, but you the one that drops, amen, the ball. Tell your name, the enemy will intimidate you, amen. Ain't nobody else praising him. Why you gonna praise him? But you gotta make up your mind. You say, I ain't gonna be intimidated. Hallelujah. The enemy will tell you, hallelujah, amen, praise God, you need that money. Can you say amen? You know you got that bill and that bill. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Hold on to your 10, your 20, your 450. Hold on. Can you say amen? But don't be intimidated. Tell your neighbor, amen, praise God. In my hand might be 100, but that's all. But let me take that 100, put it in the hand of God, and guaranteed I will not get back what I gave. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, the less is always blessed of the better. Can you say amen? And when you feel like the enemy is telling you, you gotta be more conservative, remember by the man, and lift up your head and cry louder. Can you say amen? When the enemy is telling you, you just got, amen, enough for what you need, lift up your head. Tell that devil, well, I want more than what I need. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God can give you more than what you need. He can bless you abundantly. Don't be intimidated. Praise God. When the enemy tell you, hallelujah, your affliction is too heavy. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. I can't make it because of my affliction is too heavy. I can't go through. I can't hold on. I can't press my way because my affliction is too heavy. But don't be intimidated. Press your way. Can you say amen? Why? I heard God
say, amen, praise God, two things. One, power belongs to God. Tell your name. Two, your approaches are light. Can you say amen? Challenge God. Can you say amen? Challenge God. Lord, you told me it was light. Can you say amen? You told me it wasn't too hard. You told me that you are a way maker. God, if you let me make it a little bit further, I'm willing to go. And if you tell God you're willing to go, that means he'll let you make it a little bit further. If you tell God I need a little more strength to hold on a little while longer, Lord, I believe God will give you what you need to hold on a little while longer. But you must not be intimidated.
Wonderful Savior. Wonderful Savior.
Don't let you stop you. Tell your neighbor, don't let you stop you. Get out of your own way. Get out of your own way. Let God be God. Because he is God.
Yes, he is.
Wonderful Savior.
He uses so many tactics of intimidation. And if you allow the enemy to have his way, he'll press you in a corner. He'll set you down in darkness. He'll shut your mouth. He'll put you in a place you can't even wave your hand. But don't be intimidated. The enemy tried to intimidate Jesus, and he healed anyhow.
Wonderful saying.
I can see in my mind's eye, Jesus looking back on them after the man is healed and saying, what you gonna do now?
Not what he said, Pastor. Go ahead.
What you gonna do now? Yeah. I delivered them.
Hey!
What you gonna do now? I made a way.
Amen.
What you gonna do now, devil? I opened the door.
Hey,
what you gonna do now? The beauty, amen, praise God, of not being intimidated. Is receiving a blessing.
Yes.
Amen.
How do you think Bartimaeus felt
God,
when he got his eyes open?
Oh, have mercy.
And he was able to look at all of them folks and told him to shut up.
God.
Look at me now.
Shut up. Don't. All of them folks that told hold your peace.
Right.
All of them stay in your place. Uh-huh. You're a beggar on the side of the road. Uh-huh. Stay there.
Go ahead.
But God meant to lift him higher.
Yes.
As God means to lift us higher.
Thank you.
Can you say amen?
Thank you,
amen,
Jesus.
Praise God. Imagine Bartimaeus, amen, praise God, being able, amen, to go back to his home unescorted. He ain't using no shit. Can you say that he's walking back seeing? Can you say thank you, Jesus? He's able now, praise God, to make a living for himself. Before he had to beg. But God changed all that. And now he's able to make a living for himself. And the reason why he wasn't intimidated, suppose he had shut up. What if we had said, oh, you mean I can't call on him? What if he stayed on the side of the road and when he had first called out Jesus, they told him to shut up. He said, well, okay, since y'all the Pharisees and stuff, let me hold my peace. And then Jesus would have walked right in.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And Bartimaeus would have went home.
With a stick.
With a stick. Can you say thank you, Jesus? But because he refused
to
be intimidated.
Oh, Jesus.
Because he would not allow the intimidation of the enemy to shut him up.
That's right.
To sit him down. To turn him around.
Yes.
His whole life changed. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I'm leaving you. But think of the joy of the man with the withered hand.
Yes.
how appreciative he was. And although the Pharisees was bitten on Jesus, Jesus just healed him
anyway.
Amen. Praise God. Jesus just healed him.
Wonderful Savior.
Thank you.
Who knows what blessings, amen, praise God, might await us. If we refuse to be intimidated.
Thank you.
What wonders God might work in your life.
Thank you.
If you refuse to be intimidated.
Thank you, Jesus.
The devil's going to do what the devil does. He's going to get in his face.
Yes.
He's going to get in your face.
Yes.
Amen. He's going to challenge.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. He's going to try to rock your boat.
Rock
your ship. He's going to try to tell you that you can't do this. Mm-hmm. You can't do
that. That's what
he does. Amen. Praise God. It's beyond, amen, your ability. You're not equal. Can you say? He's going to lay down the list. Can you say amen? But amen, praise God. But we must refuse.
Yes. Hallelujah.
To be intimidated.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
If God said it, amen, praise God, I must believe it.
Hey.
Because God speaks truth.
Yes.
Can
yes.
we say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
If God says he's a deliverer,
yes, he is a deliverer.
That's it. Can you say amen? If God says he's a healer,
yes, he is a healer.
If God is the provider, he's a provider.
Yes, he is.
We don't have to wrestle back and forth.
You don't have to go
these things
have those things
in our mind. And why would you wrestle? Because the devil said it. But he's only trying to intimidate you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
But don't be intimidated by the enemy. Hold on to the promises of God. Amen. Don't let, amen, the enemy intimidate you concerning God's word.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't let him intimidate you concerning God's work.
Yes.
And don't let him intimidate you concerning God's plan.
Yes, Lord.
The reality is, I can, you can.
Yes.
Do all things.
Hey!
Through Christ. Who strengthens us.
Yes,
Lord. Don't be.
How beautiful.
Oh, good God.